What would be the response of the Muslim to globalization? I think we can see two type of responses. One response is absorbing the American culture, adapting the Muslim society according to the American culture. And I can see the majority of Muslim lands, unfortunately, are in this battle, they're losing. They're not prepared for globalization, and this is very dangerous. If we are prepared for something, if we know that the cancer is coming to our land, and we are prepared to face to the cancer, then we can do many things for that. But the majority of Muslim lands, unfortunately, they are not prepared for it. Therefore, homogenization and heterogenization is two important phenomena which is damaging the Muslim lands. When I say homogenization, homogenization in terms of liberalization of Muslim countries. For the last three decades, West is all the time encouraging Muslim country for democracy. They're all the time making a very phobic picture of Muslim countries because they're not practicing democracy. And everybody knows that democracy is not the real democracy. Democracy has a hidden face and reality. What we are observing is not the real face of democracy. We are observing that we are not aware about the hidden face of democracy in this land. I mean, even up to the 1970s, some of these countries like Switzerland, the woman didn't have right of vote. There is no single president woman in Western countries. They're all the time accusing Muslim lands they don't give the position to the woman. And they're encouraging the Muslim countries to give the better position to the woman, which I don't have any objection about that. What I have objection is Muslim lands should have its own agenda. We have different history, we have different background, we have different religion, and we need to establish our own agenda. We shouldn't, I mean, even if we want to have democracy, we should see properly what is going to be the consequence of this democratic system. Maybe imamate system is a much more beneficial for our society than the democratic system. Who knows that? We need to go to our values and establish our political system according to our own agenda. Professor Nasr is one of the people who is emphasizing on this idea. For a long time, Western countries judge us by modernization. And a lot of Muslim intellectuals apologetically, they are sorry that they are not practicing modernization. They are not practicing modernism. But again, we need to know what should be our principle for establishing the new government according to the new needs of the society. Maybe it is not modern government, maybe it's something else which our situation, our environment is calling us for that. But anyway, liberalization of political system was one of the major influence of globalization or Americanization in majority of Muslim countries. Majority of Muslim countries has been changed their political system, and they couldn't really struggle against this situation. They feel that if they don't democratize the country, they're going to be people who couldn't adapt to the actual needs of the society. The second impact of globalization in terms of homogenization of the Muslim countries is expansion of relativism and pluralism. When I say relativism, we believe in God, we believe in Quran, we believe in many principles according to Quran, and it is very firm. This diversity of idea, culture, values create a sort of uncertainty about these values. The people say, oh, we might be wrong. We might be wrong. We have one principle in principle of jurisprudence, which says that لَا تَنْغُزَ الْيَقِينَ بِالشَّكْ بَلْ أُنْغُزُهُ بِالْيَقِينَ الْآخَرِ. You cannot leave your certainty by doubt, but you can change your certainty by new firm belief. But what's happening today, because a lot of idea is surrounding us, that many people are confused whether this is right or that is right. And the soon the people come to this battle, they are facing to relativism. They lose their strong belief. And the soon the people lose their strong belief, then they cannot practice it, because practice is the result of belief. If we don't believe, we cannot practice it. And pluralism is much wider than the, because in pluralism we are talking about that everybody are right. You are looking at the truth from one perspective, and other can are looking at the truth from the other perspective. You know, the same, the soon this game comes to our life, then there is no identity, because identity is according to belief that the way that I'm going is the best way, and this is the right way to do. The third result of globalization is alienation, homelessness, and nostalgia. Alienation means that if you live in a city but you don't know where is your house, where is your home, then where do we belong? If we are lost in our city, then we are alienated person. Brothers and sisters, many people in our life, in today's society, they are lost. They don't know where they are. And this is because of, again, because of losing the firm belief. Because of losing the firm direction. Because of losing the strong belief. The people are alienated. The modernization brought a lot of easiness, if you like, for the life of the people, but at the same time create a lot of psychological disease. Psychologically, our society are ill. the people cannot feel inside peacefulness. The people are not sure whether the direction they're going is right or wrong. The nostalgia before was the result of immigration. When the people immigrate from one land to the other land, they feel homesick or they feel nostalgic. But in today's society, in their own house, they feel homesick. And this is a new phenomenon. But I think homogenization has two sides. In one side is homogenization of American culture. In the other side is homogenization in terms of Islamization of the world. Today, the truthness also got ground to expand all over the world. Today, the Muslim movement also became global, if you like. Today also, for the first ever in the history, we got the opportunity to have a perception of the global Muslim community. But this is a, if you like, universalization in particularization, which means that particular people, not all people, not all Muslims, particular people can be universalized. And this is good. This is a very unique opportunity. Maybe before it was difficult for us to imagine the global governance of Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And today it's very easy for us to understand that it can happen. Somebody from Mecca can say, can deliver a lecture, and everybody in all over the world can listen to it. Because our religious life is according to the causal, according to the rational system. It is not magic system. Because before, many people had a sort of magic imagination of the time of Mahdi Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. They thought Imam Mahdi, he will do something against the actual norms of the society. Although in terms of cultural situation, he will do so, he will create even we believe that this is again tradition that he will start new Islam. Yes, for Islam, Islam and Jadida. That Islam will be new for everybody because we lose our main principle and he will establish the real principle of Islam. But what I'm saying is there is a possibility today for Muslims to create a network society in their own community of believers, and this is happening. A lot of international organization is organizing these days. There are a lot of global or international chatting in internet is happening between the Muslims. They discuss very critical issues of their life according to the internet. Internet is a market for shaitan and it is a market for mu'mineen also. But we need to understand how we can establish our own community of believers according to the possibility which has been created for us. And I can see the principle of anti-nationalism, the transnational community of believers is taking place today in Muslim land. Many Muslims all over the world, despite the fact that they are Iranian or the Muslim in Britain or the Muslim in Indonesia or Malaysia or Africa, they are trying to create one sort of transnational network. And this is one of the positive response that the Muslim can have towards the globalization. Today, if you create any idea by a click of mouse, you can make it global. And this is a good possibility for us. We don't need to spend a lot of money to create Islamic centers all over the world. Although Islamic centers has its own implication, but we are in London, whether in London or in Tehran or in Jakarta or in Islamabad, we can make our message available for everybody. Nowadays, we need to think more about the quality, not quantity, because the concept of quantity changed. You don't need to bring these branches all over the world. The sooner you create a good quality, then you can send it for everybody. This was an opportunity. I don't know whether if our Prophet of Islam was today, how would be happen. He sent his messengers to the Rome and to Iran, and he tried to deliver the message to people all over the world, but it was difficult. It would take a lot of time that the message goes to the people. But if our messenger was today, I'm sure he would focus on the quality of the message and sending the message, using of this opportunity to make to globalize Islamic values all over the world.